I have a bunch of sets, and all of them on empty, and I just want to choose an element of each. The axiom of choice would tell me there's a way, but is it really true? Can anybody say?
Squared over 2, they call me normal. Root 2 pi inverse times e to the minus x squared over 2, they call me normal. I'd prefer they call me elegant or splendid. My importance to the world has never ended, but they've given me the saddest title ever. They call me normal. Root 2 pi inverse times e to the minus x squared over 2, they call me normal. I'm the belle of any ball involving science. You cannot escape humanity's reliance on the center of the central limit theorem. They call me normal. Root 2 pi inverse times e to the minus x squared. That is clever. Nice to name me for the greatest genius ever. I will outlive every smarmy statistician who calls me normal.
clicks. Which meme has more duration? What phone takes better pics? Which menu makes more money? Which comic gets more laughs? Which bees produce more honey? Which pundit makes more gaffes? And A-B
are converging everywhere. And that's the information that I wish that I had known before I started proving limit theorems all alone.
Conditional expectation of X given Y is a random variable that happens to depend only on the value of Y. It tells you what you'd expect X to be if you knew the value of Y. It tells you what you'd expect X to be if you knew the value of Y.
The sum of minus pi log pi, it quantifies the bits of our surprise. The Shannon information that we see, the word is entropy, entropy. How many bits of data do we learn when randomized experiments come in turn? The answer measures our uncertainty. The word is entropy, entropy. And if you have a string of trials to guess, the kind of trials that Huffman codes compress, the bits per trial there will on average be. The word is entropy, entropy.
Hey, yeah, hey, hey, I'm young and smart, I've got to say. I expect lambda good things every day. The chance I have to wait more than T days to see the next good thing is e to minus lambda T. I expect to wait lambda inverse days for the next good. I'm told I'm hot. Good things are coming. How could they not? The chance of K in tomorrow's story. Well, E to minus lambda lambda to the K over K factorial. I expect mu bad things. This I acknowledge. But mu is less than lambda at my high speed college. Something
7. All that bliss is statistically significant at P equals 0.0001. I wonder if you're also having this much fun. Just check out this regression line on this here scatter plot chart of mine. I hope and pray the chart for you shows a positive correlation to.
To put all of our hats in a vat for a shuffle. Wanna talk about math? Give a whack, you're a psychopath.
I don't accept that, I want my hat back.
Inclusion, exclusion, alternating sums, inverse factorials, here we come. Inclusion, exclusion, alternating sums, inverse factorials, here we come.
Yo, I want my hat back. Yo, I want my hat back.
You say a one in each chance that we're all out of luck. Every one of us stuck with another bro's hat. I don't accept that, I want my hat back.
Single, outspoken, and very bright. You majored in philosophy. You are deeply concerned with discrimination, social justice. As a student, you participated in anti-nuclear demonstrations. But which is more probable? That you are a bank teller, or that you are a bank teller who is active in the feminist movement? Linda, Linda, Linda.
million things can go wrong, but how many will? What's your expectation and standard deviation? The expected number of things to go wrong is the sum as J goes from 1 to a million of the probability that J thing goes wrong. The expected square root from this you find the variance. It's just the expected square minus the square of the expectation. The square root of the variance is the standard deviation.
To say you are a random variable, my expectation of you to the k is the kth moment of you. I love you and I have to say you are a random variable, my expectation of e to the t times you is a function of t whose kth derivative at zero is the kth moment of you. I love you and I have to say you are a random variable, my expectation of e to the itu is a function of t kth derivative at zero is I to the k times the kth moment of you.
If x is a random variable and y is g of x, where g is a strictly increasing function from the reals to the reals, then the probability that x is less than a constant a is the probability that y is less than g of a. This tells us how the cumulative distribution functions of x and y are related, namely big F sub x of a is big F sub y of g of a.
Chance I'll love you forever. There's a one in three chance that I will leave you never. A one in three chance that it's all meant to be. A one in three chance, precisely one in three. There's a one in three chance I'll love you forever. Quantified uncertainty, guessing at reality. How could it be otherwise? If I reason logically, how else could I optimize my expected utility? And
time I say hello to a woman, there's a P probability that we start talking and discover that we have a lot in common, and the chemistry evolves into eternal love. I expect one over P hellos before connecting with the one. If you're one of the one over P hellos, well hello there, let's have some fun.
There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of chess and two games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of monkey in the middle, three games of chess and three games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of bridge, four games of monkey in the middle, six games of chess, and four games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of risk, five games of bridge, 10 games of monkey in the middle, 10 games of chess, and five games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of Chinese checkers, six games of risk, 15 games of bridge, 20 games of monkey in the middle, 15 games of chess, and six games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one game of seven wonders, seven games of Chinese checkers, 21 games of risk, 35 games of bridge, 35 games of monkey in the middle, 21 games of chess, and seven games of solitaire in one big room. There's a knock, knock, knock on the Pascal door. Now we've got one more, and it's clearly time to play one round of country square dancing, eight games of seven wonders, 28 games of Chinese checkers, 56 games of risk, 70 games of bridge, 56 games of monkey in the middle, 28 games of chess, and eight games of solitaire in one big room.
A permutation is a one-to-one function from a set to itself. There are n factorial permutations on a set with n elements. If you have n friends and need k for a party, then the number of ways to select those k is a number that we call in choose k, which is n factorial over the product of k factorial and n minus k factorial. A permutation is a one-to-one function from a set to itself. There are n factorial permutations on a set with n elements. Let's say you have n friends, one named Bob, and you want to choose K for a party. The number of ways is the number where Bob is invited, plus the number where Bob is not invited. This leads to an identity. N choose K is equal to N minus 1. Choose K added to N minus 1. Choose K minus 1. This identity is the fundamental recursion that defines
Boil your herb, pull your herb. What you learn from pull your herb has some balls white and black. Choose a ball and put it back, along with another of identical color. Choose a P in 01, toss some P coins just for fun. Turns out that's related to Polya's urn. What can you do? You'll learn something from Polya's urn. Black percentage in the urn is a martingale we learn has a limit in the end. That's your P, my better friend. So take a turn with Polya's urn.
Chance that I will leave you never. A one in three chance that it's all meant to be.
one in three chance, precisely one in three. There's a one in three chance I'll love you forever. There's a one in three chance that I will leave you never. As forever and ever united we dwell, no other soul has exceeded one in twelve. Every single thing to me has a probability, quantified uncertainty, guessing at reality. How could it be otherwise if I reason logically? How else could I optimize my expected utility? You may say you love me, you may leave and break my heart, but I've got a number for every last contingency, 'cause I am a rational.
Risk-neutral probabilities of all events depend on impacts to the numerator that such events portend. When the numerator is dollars, I say dollars prone to rise. When numerator's umbrellas, I give odds to rainy skies. When the numerator is euros, odds incline to euro boom. When the numerator is stock, I see no chance of market doom. When the itself, I know you will be true. I give a zero value to existence without you.
Keep rolling that die. Keep rolling that die. Keep rolling that die. Keep rolling that die. The average of your tries will converge to 3.5. In the very long run, with probability one. If your wrist is sore, just roll some more. If your wrist is sore, just roll some more. The average of your tries will converge to 3.5. In the very long run, with probability one.
Into my brain. Ooh. I think of you on average once an hour. Oh. And yet not every hour is the same.
There's a one in each chance I don't think of you at all. A one in each chance I think of you just once. A one in two each chance I think of you just.
Came from a family that got rich making cutlery in Sheffield, that's a town in northern England. He learned logic and theology at a Scottish university and became a minister and statistician. He defended Newton's calculus and tried to use the tools of math to argue the benevolence of God. Then he taught us how to update epistemic probability when given measurements that could be flawed. His theorem follows simply from the very definition of the thing we call conditional probability. But we'll give our Bayes' due. He helped us formalize the tools we use to update our beliefs about reality. Thanks to Bayesian statistics, we can teach machines to learn. It's the essence of inference and AI. And while frequentists and Bayesians may differ in their spin, he really taught us what it means to change your mind.
Markovian update, huh. Hoping it will take me to a better state. Markov chain keeps leaving me in a rut. I know this can happen, but in the long run I should spend time in better places. Maybe 90% of my day.
Would you pay? the time I